from ABC News. I'm Dave Packer in New Haven, Connecticut.
Free Palestine!
A pro-Palestinian protest at the doorstep of Yale University. This demonstrator.
We came here to support the cause. We came here to show that Palestinians are humans. We came here to show that we support humanity.
One of dozens of protests happening at colleges and universities across the country, and there were counter-protests.
At Columbia, hundreds of pro-Israel protesters have also called for the release of hostages in Gaza. Many Jewish students say they feel unsafe with anti-Semitic language they've heard in these protests. And counter-protests are also expected at the campus of UCLA today.
ABC's Irene Shaw from Texas to Missouri. 50 million people at risk for severe weather today. The weekend's tornado outbreak being blamed for at least three deaths, including a four-month-old child in Oklahoma. ABC's Melissa Adan.
In Waverly, Nebraska, Jason Sunday says he just moved into his brand new home a month ago. Much of the neighborhood now destroyed.
We could see it form behind it, and then once it hit that house, it obliterated. Nothing left on the ground, but it was just sticks. It wasn't a formed home.
In Iowa, at least 10 tornadoes touching down, four people injured, and more than 100 structures damaged, according to officials. Residents there now picking up the pieces. Federal assistance on its way for Nebraska following these historic tornadoes.
More cops.
For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd, two events that led to a historic exodus of police officers, departments are reporting an increase in officers. That's according to a new survey from the Police Executive Research Forum, which found more sworn officers were hired in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years. The shortage of officers meant many departments shifted resources away from investigations and quality of life issues such as noise violations or abandoned vehicles. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And you're listening to ABC News. The United States is building a floating port to supply Palestinians by ship with food and other goods to help stop a famine. ABC's Tom Sophie Borridge is in Jerusalem.
U.S. military personnel have now begun constructing a floating temporary pier just off the Gaza coast, according to a senior U.S. official. And we're told that American pier is expected to start receiving shipments of aid in a matter of days.
Many laughs, but also a little dark humor and seriousness last night at the annual White House Correspondents' Dinner in Washington.
President Biden joked about himself and Donald Trump, but also saying of the previous chief,
"There are some who call you the enemy of the people."
And
"You literally risk your lives doing your job."
Featured comedian SNL Weekend Update co-anchor Colin Jost.
"I am honored to be here hosting what is, according to swing state polls, the final White House Correspondents' Dinner."
A hopeful toast.
"To an America where freedom and democracy endure. God bless America."
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Another American arrest after being allegedly discovered with bullets in his baggage in Turks and Caicos. One passenger, ABC's Morgan Norwood.
His wife, Jerry Ann, says it was an honest mistake.
"Like, I understand that there's laws and regulations, but there should be fairness and grace when it comes to things, and especially the intent of them. There's no intent to harm anybody."
Winrich's arrest comes just days after another American man was arrested for the same offense.
I'm Dave Packer, ABC News.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.